The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
So here we are, practicing together for 24 hours. 24 hours of silence, stillness, sitting, walking, eating, sleeping, working. Sometimes this moment may feel timeless, and sometimes endless. But either way, here is where the work ripens, right here. Sesshin isn't a time apart from life. It is life. Life stripped of distractions. And yet the same old self comes with us to Sesshin. The self that comes with doubts, restlessness, memories, hopes, dreams, regrets, all of it. But in this simplified life, we have an opportunity to finally see what's been running beneath the surface all the time. Sort of like a fan in the background that you never notice until it stops. Great Zen master Zhaozhou invites us right here into the heart of practice. Have you eaten your rice gruel? Yes. Then wash your bowl. So ordinary that we might miss it entirely. And yet somehow it contains the entire path, the whole thing, nothing missing. When Zhaozhou meets the student, he isn't testing. He's meeting the monk directly where he stands, in this world, right here, with all that accompanies him, everything. It's easy to look for a meaning somewhere else, waiting for understanding, waiting for a breakthrough, waiting for clarity, waiting for enlightenment. The verse that follows the koan says, because it's so very clear, it takes so long to realize. If you just know that flame is fire, then you'll find your rice has long been cooked. It's so clear, and yet takes so long to realize. This clarity is what remains when nothing else is added extra. Just sitting in the fire of our hearts, minds, bodies. And when we stop trying to get anywhere, the teaching reveals that it is everywhere. Everywhere. And Sesshin shows us this so vividly. When we try to enter stillness, we realize stillness is already here. We try to follow our breath, but we're always breathing, always here. Your life, waiting for you, waiting patiently. To wash your bowl means to meet what's in front of you completely. Completely, with your whole heart, mind. And Sasheen gives us this rare chance, a rare chance to remember that every ordinary act is the Dharma itself, is the teaching, is reality, is your life. So as we enter this final evening and these final hours of Sasheen, I'm encouraging you to return to this, right here, not hidden, always here. Whatever it is, wandering mind, achy knees, tired, joyful, excited, bored. And remember, the rice is already cooked. The flame is already fire. And what you are looking for is already here. Just wash your bowl, live your life, and let that be enough. Thank you.